time. Are you ready for start time? Thank you, and thank you very kindly. It is indeed a great pleasure to present to you at this particular time, national and international known as the hardest working man in show business.
Call me the Hound. Oh.
Thank you.
meanwhile, back in the States.
Hey, hey. It's the Hound. I'm back. Just to prove it.
Yes, folks, the radio show that asks the musical question, what's your song?
Well, Bruce is back.
I am.
And I'm back. And that's that. All right, what was that? That was the Swanks with Ghost Train, our all-time number one requested instrumental. Counting backwards, the Invaders with Cat's Eyes. Eddie Smith and the Hornets, Upturn. The Vulcans with Jambo. And we opened up with Rick and the Fairlanes with Tremrem. And what do we have today? We have a full lineup as usual. Let's see.
Yeah, the standard veritable aluminum cornucopia. It's fun.
We have a set of Mexican rock and roll trash. We got a tribute to the late Gary Usher. He died.
Oh.
2 weeks ago. We were away last week, so we couldn't do it. We got a blues hangover of guys who are actually drunk. Hillbillies in Space set. Lots of trashy rock and roll. We got a VOM. We've got previously unheard anywhere in the world material by Cordell Jackson and Hazel Atkins.
Material indeed.
We have tickets to give away for the Chantels and the Devil Dogs at the Strip. The Chantels are at the Ozzy's Ballroom next week. The Devil Dogs at the Strip tonight.
Which I believe is the last Strip show ever.
No, there's one more coming up to be announced.
The second to last Strip show ever, folks.
And
you're ready to hear second.
Answering that musical question, is George Steinbrenner ready to trade Nelson Mandela to Oakland for 3 scrub pitchers?
Yeah.
God. I believe they tried to do that already.
Trying to identify himself even further with the downtrodden of the world, Yankee fans. Way to go, Nelson.
Yeah, that's true. And we have news for morons. And then we can go eat. And that'll be that.
All right.
Ugh.
How about it, man? I got my fork.
You got your fork? Okay. Let's kick it off. We got one.
Tardy.
Get a request item out of the way here with Mr. Roosevelt Sykes.
Well, she looks so fine, all dressed up and plaid. Start to making love, she goes raving mad, but she'll be a sad queen. Better let that young girl alone before you land in jail. Well, she's soft on any cotton ever come out of a field. She'd rather make love and to eat a decent meal, but she'll be a sad queen. You better let that young girl alone before you land in jail. Go ahead on. She can give a whole lot of loving, and she ain't ashamed, but she'll be a sad queen. You better let that young girl alone before you land in jail. Well, she's a bobby sock and she wears a sloppy joe. She starts a dance and she don't wanna let you go, but she'll be a sad wedding queen. You better let that young girl alone before you land in jail. Well, she don't run around with Tom, Dick, and Harry. She need a type of girl most of the men would like to marry, but she. You better let that young girl alone before you wind up in jail.
Are you men? You're holding back, many of you, right now listening to me on these morning and evening broadcasts. And you know you're sick. You know your prostate's infected and diseased. And you know that unless some relief comes to you, that you're going to be in the undertaker's parlor on the old cold slab being embalmed for a funeral. Well, why do you hold back? Why do you twist around the old Kupferberg? Why do you lay longer and take chances when I'm offering you these low rates, this easy work, this lifetime guarantee of service plan? Come at once to the Bentley Hospitals, Little Rock, Arkansas, before it's everlastingly too late.
Shoes and a record machine. We're gonna pop to the stroke. We're gonna hop, rock and roll. We're gonna walk, fall all night. Party, party, Saturday night. Come Friday, nerdy, you can take your pick. The joint will be loaded with a few sticks. Redhead, blonde, and brunette too. Just sitting there waiting for kids like you. We're gonna pop to the stroke. We're gonna rock and roll, we're gonna walk, ball all night, party, party, Saturday night.
Let me give you a song.
If you would start with a chassis that's new, all new, like you get in the new kind of Ford, then put on this chassis, a body all new, like you get in the new kind of Ford. If you would give this package new length and new strength, like you get in the new kind of Ford, you would assemble the greatest advance of the year. That's what you get in the new kind of Ford.
So watch the forest going by and you'll say, you're ahead in the Ford all the way.
Don't knock. Woman who can rock and roll.
You ain't putting down nothing. You ain't putting down nothing.
Sorry, sorry, baby, I don't want you no more. Wanted money long time ago. Now I'm a hip. I know the score. That money ain't everything. If you ain't got love, you don't have a thing.
You ain't putting down nothing. You ain't putting down nothing.
Move on, baby, I don't want you no more. good loving. I'm a 60-minute man. I want a frantic babe who can raise some sand.
You ain't putting down nothing. You ain't putting down nothing.
Move on, babe. I don't want you no more.
You ain't putting down nothing. You ain't putting down nothing. You ain't putting down nothing. You ain't putting down nothing.
Are you really enjoying the ultimate in sausage products? You are if you're buying Wardinsky's. Now, remember what we always say. Don't give me that baloney. I want Wardinsky.
This should be labeled with a skull and a crossbones. Oh, you're a jinx to my soul. Oh, yeah, you should be labeled with a skull and a crossbones. Oh, you're a jinx to my soul. Oh, yeah. Well, you're a man as to wear my batter, hoping up for prison, cause you look like a child of driving everyone wild. A big hexamazer, a Ross Bones, I said, a big hexamazer, a Ross Bones. More size, my heart moans, then it rises, then it groans. This should be labeled with a skull and a crossbones. Well, you're a jinx to my soul. Oh, baby, should be labeled with a skull and a crossbones. Cause you're a jinx to my soul. Oh, yeah. Well, you're a man of spirit with a matter of hope in prison. Cause you look like a child of God and everyone wild. Then it rises, then it grows. You should be labeled with a scar and the crossbones. You're a jinx to my soul. Oh, yeah, you should be labeled with a scar and the crossbones. You're a jinx to my soul. Oh, yeah. But you're a master with a matter of heart in the prison. Don't you look like a child is driving everyone wild?
Thank you. clue. This time you got lipstick on you. You got step it up and go.
Step it up and go.
You got step it up and go.
Step it up and go.
Well, you can't stay here. I swear you got step it up and go. Well, I'll pack your trunk, your suitcase too. Goodbye, baby, I'm through with you. You got step it up and go.
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 Well, you can't stay here. I swear you got step it up and go. Step it up and go.
Step it up and go.
Step it up and go.
No, no, baby.
Meanwhile, back in the jungle.
Hey there, music lovers.
Over here.
It's the Hound, FMU, East Orange. That was Pearl Reeves, You Can't Stay Here. I think Roscoe's got a tune called You Can't Sleep Here.
Yeah.
Similar theme. Counting backwards, Sparkle Moore in the Hound remix of Skull and Crossbones.
Good job, Jam Master.
The Spiders and Don't Knock, Reggie Perkins and his Rockin' Maniacs. The
Spiders from Mars?
No. Just the Spiders. The Spiders from New Orleans, actually.
Cool.
Saturday Night Party. Open up with Roosevelt Sykes by request, and She's Jailbait, San Quentin Quail. And what is happening in the news?
I don't know.
We've got all kinds of trash here.
Some safety tips for you all.
Yeah.
It's a late-breaking item. Doctors taking a swing at Bat Day dangers. You ready for this?
I've long said that Bat Day was no longer a good idea.
Well, even the 14 and under thing doesn't work in light of the, you know...
Are bigger and can get the bats out of their hands.
Yeah, and also that, like, you know, that whole Central Park jogger thing educated every inner city 14 and under on the fact that he can do anything he wants to.
Right. If you don't murder anybody, you're okay.
Anyway, pertaining to a team of emergency room doctors is carrying out a study to determine if there's a new public health threat, Yankee Bat Day. Doctors Kumar Alagapan, says here, and William Rennie of Long Island Irish Hospital are counting the number of reports of concussions, broken bones, and bruises for the 10 days before bats were given away June 30 Yankee Stadium, and for the 10 days after the promotional event. Final day of the survey apparently was last Wednesday, but the doctors are still gathering records from 12 hospitals in the Bronx, northern Manhattan, checking police reports. Quote, we have some definite bat attacks, Alagapan said, but we also have some bat attacks before Bat Day. Is the number of attacks after June 3 an increase, or is it a significant increase? We don't want to take the bats away on Yankee Bat Day unless the study proves positive, he said. Let's see. Rennie said that the baseball bats are a quite common source of injury around the city. Right, bat injuries are not as severe, but probably as frequent or more so as stabbings. Yankee spokesman Arthur Richmond dismissed the physician's fears. I've never heard of any Bat Day problems. Yeah, right, not in Steinbrenner's box. If that many kids were getting hurt, we would have heard about it. Some Bronx cops agreed. Sure, it's more work if more people are walking the streets with bats, but many fans come from Jersey, says here. So there you go, folks. Watch your back.
I don't know if Bat Day is all that much of a health problem, but if you do go to Yankee
Cop
Stadium...
Cop Fireman Day was
cop, I was just going to say that Cop Fireman Day is a bloodbath at Yankee Stadium. Watching
epic proportions.
These drunk, thick-neck cops just beating the hell out of any poor suckers that get in their way.
And then, you know, watching, you know, beating a guy up, and after he finishes spitting out his teeth, pulling out a badge on him and charging him assault.
Right, arresting him. It happens all over the place, but especially at Yankee Stadium. Let's see.
Cops and firemen locked in a titanic struggle to see who's dumber.
Well, I don't know. I don't think we can really get by without firemen. I like firemen, basically. The ones I know, anyway.
Yeah. Sorry, fellas.
They're auctioning off, right now at Sotheby's.
Sotheby's, man, Sotheby's.
What he said, 125 of Buddy Holly's personal items, such as guitars, letters, notebook, and signature black rim eyeglasses.
Really?
Yep.
Tom Kenny.
All kinds of stuff, yeah. And I guess MCA is working out a deal for some more unreleased Buddy Holly recordings to be released. I don't know what they are, though.
Mm-hmm.
But if MCA is in charge, I'm sure they'll screw it up.
There it is. Could be worse. Could be Columbia.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. They're the worst. That Raiders reissue, Paul Revere, the Raiders. That's the Raiders remixes on CD is really atrocious. It's a true crime. Almost as bad as what they did to Raw Power. producer-songwriter Gary Usher, dead at 51. Gary Usher, best known for his work with the Beach Boys and the Byrds in the late 60s, died of cancer. This was 2 weeks ago. He was 51. He was a neighbor of the Wilson family of Brian and Dennis and Carl. And
you could hear
my
the screams
Wilson,
late into the night.
Dory. He also recorded two singles for the obscure Massachusetts Indie Titan label, which I don't have those singles, but the Titan label was also the label that Joe Hill Lewis and the Strangers were on, Caterpillar Crawl, Hill Stomp,
sure.
Great stuff. And he started, I guess the first song he wrote with the Beach Boys was Lonely Sea. He also co-wrote Revolution by Rachel and the Revolvers. It's a really rare record. I don't have that one either.
Well, let's talk about what we do have.
Okay, no, well, the ones 409, In My Room, all the songs from Muscle Beach Party, the movie. He also, after the Beach Boys.
As opposed to Muscle Beach Party,
Roger,
the Broadway show.
Roger Christian kind of edged them out as lyricists, so he ended up producing some of the better Byrds albums, Younger Than Yesterday, Notorious Byrd Brothers, Sweethearts of the Rodeo, and, you know, kind of went downhill from there like everybody else did. He produced the soundtrack to Back to the Beach. It was his last contribution.
Featuring Stevie Ray Vaughan versus Dick Dale.
Right, and there was a good Brian Wilson song on that one, though. So we are going to do our tribute to Gary Usher. This is Den's going to hate this. This is kind of wimpy, but he's not here to complain in our face, so who cares? He definitely had his place in music, you know, I think.
Well, Jay's going to love it. That's what's important.
Yeah. So, you know, everybody who's listening from the beach, you'll get a treat out of this. Those of you who are not, hang in. We'll do Blues Hangover next.
You just pour some Catbox filler on the floor and lay in it, you know?
Yeah.
Mag Rims!
Three grand. This is a hit!
Thank you.
Back in the States.
Right, this is the Hound, WFMU, East
Very good.
Orange.
What's the next one, Jimmy?
Whoops. That's jumping the gun there.
No, those aren't our call letters.
Stop that. Ah! Okay, that was our little Gary Usher tribute. Where's my chickens?
Such as it is.
Chickens. Thank you. Okay. Boy, 1 week off and my reflexes are just gone.
Well, how do you think I feel,
man? Too relaxed.
I'm having trouble staying awake.
Oh.
I haven't been here in 6 weeks or something.
That was the Birds, Artificial Energy, which Will Bridge needs.
Yeah, tell me about it.
Gary Usher, the man who brought horns to the Birds records. He produced that one.
Yeah, but then again, he did bring, like, pedal steel and stuff, too.
Yeah. Too bad they didn't give any Artificial Energy to David Crosby. He wouldn't have got so fat.
Yeah.
Lonely Sea, which Gary Usher co-wrote with Brian Wilson, Beach Boys tune, one of the lesser-known ones. He also wrote In My Room, 409, some of the biggies. The Hondells, one of his studio groups that worked. They weren't really a group, I don't think. With Rip's Bike. We had the Four Speeds, another Gary Usher studio production there, RPM.
Big favorite in my house.
And one that came out under Gary's own name called Mag Wheels.
Ushering in a new era.
So to speak.
Mm.
And he died of cancer. And he
I didn't even know he was sick.
Yeah, he never got through his lawsuit with the people that Murray Wilson sold the publishing to. But there you go.
For 50 cent.
Yeah. So what you got there, old Bruce?
Well, late-breaking safety report here. Schneider's Franks of Ontario, Canada is recalling 20,000 pounds of Frankfurters distributed to northeast U.S. grocery stores because the meat may be contaminated, the U.S. Agriculture Department said yesterday. The wieners are sold in one-pound plastic packages. The words Canada 35, USA nothing, appear inside the inspection seal on the label and will all bear the, quote, best before date of July 03. So Miriam Lena, take note.
They're recalling those dogs?
Yes.
They're giving you your money back?
I hope so. I don't know.
Hold on. Pardon me. Oh.
Good one. Children enthralled with the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles should be reminded that the swashbuckling exploits of the movie arts aren't meant to be played out in the streets, safety experts said Friday. End of item.
Radio host says wife shot self after calling in. To answer the question, where's Sally today? No, this is in New Orleans. The wife of radio talk show host Ron Hunter called this program to complain on the air about their marriage, and 10 hours later she was dead from a gunshot wound. Hunter told police that Mary Lou, a.k.a. Bunny Hunter, shot herself in the chest while lying next to him in bed as he slept. Hunter, 51, told police he was awakened by a loud pop at 2 a.m., turned on a light, and saw blood on the wall. Bummer.
Anyway, about Bunny.
Yeah, they could make an episode of Midnight Caller out of that one, I guess.
Yeah. When are we going to go wireless, man?
Oh, as soon as Brian gets it all set up, I can't wait till we don't have to leave our neighborhood to do this.
Mm.
One more. This is in Cyprus. A male donkey separated from its mate by its master bit the man to death yesterday. Iran's Islamic Republic news agency said in a report monitored in Cyprus, the animal was clubbed to death by farm workers in the village of Odra Tapawa in northwestern Iran. Watch it with those donkeys, eh?
We bothering you, boy?
Be careful.
Mm.
Somebody complaining about the noise out there?
Not yet.
Too bad.
What's going on in the production room? Dave typing?
I don't know. What do you think he's doing down there? Nothing. Nothing I can see.
Nobody squashing grapes with their feet?
Let's go through some announcements.
Okay.
The Pussy Willows and Shack Wacky are over at Maxwell's in Hoboken tonight.
I wonder how they got that gig.
The Devil Dogs and 1313 Mockingbird Lane are at the Strip tonight. over at Biasi's Ballroom in Bloom. It's like right down the road in Bloomfield is the Chantel's. That's a week from Saturday. We've got some tickets for that to give away soon, I hope. Eddie James over at the Lone Star Roadhouse. That's also tonight.
And, of course, tomorrow night, the big, big, big event.
Oh, right. Well, we're going to go into that later.
Oh, okay.
Let me just say one more announcement. We can go into that right now, actually. The Del Lords, right, that's Roscoe with the Del Lords Wednesday night at the Lone Star Roadhouse. I guess that's it for announcements at the moment. But Il Bruch went to a rock concert last week.
I did, folks. I did the Margaret Mead thing like you wouldn't believe. I was back home in Northern Virginia and called up and got a couple of freebies to see Lloyd Cole and his new commotion, I guess.
Who?
At Town Hall. Well, now, this guy, he's like sort of, it's like somewhere between like new age music and like, you know, new wave. I don't know, it's pretty weird crowd. But the reason I went, in case you're wondering or care, is because our boy Robert Quine is sitting and playing guitar with this ape. And it was really amazing.
It pays well.
I hope so. It's pretty weird because it's funny with Quine because he always looks that way anyway, but I mean, everybody on the stage is just trying to be as far away from him as they possibly could. I think they all thought they were going to catch something. Shiny head, you know?
So how was our guy?
Oh, Quine was amazing. He's so sick. He was a gunslinger throughout, but the rest of those guys are such a bunch of knuckleheads.
Well, I guess we're going to go tomorrow and check this out at Town Hall. So, you know, it's Lloyd Cole, who's sort of like one of these lame British singer-songwriters.
He sings with that voice, you know, he writes those songs, you know.
He's terrible, but he's paying Quine a good amount of money to get up there and beat up on his Stratocaster. We'll go and cheer him on.
Great object lesson, because there's like the one guy, like Till from Till Tuesday, is the other guitar player in the group, right? And he's standing right next to Quine, and he's got like the chicken leg, Keith Richards, cigarette dangling, hair and face thing, right? And he's doing like, he's like sort of tying little knots in himself while he's playing, and he's got his guitar down around his ankles. And he just sounds terrible. Mission control pedal board, the whole deal. And there's Quine with a big amp turned around so he can turn it all the way up, you know, with the grill cloth face in the back of the room, a cord and a guitar, you know, looking like an accountant, you know, and just like jamming his nuts off, man. He's insane. Unsane.
Speaking of Quine, the Richard Hell and the Voidoids LP is out on CD now. That's the best record Quine is on, I think.
You think so? Well, what's Ivan and what's Quine, though? That's the thing that always bothered me.
Oh, you can tell them apart.
Yeah.
I can tell them apart.
You know, you're a seasoned professional, you know, a broadcast pro.
Yeah. And then I saw him do all those songs live about 500 times.
That helps.
All right, we got Blues Hangover now. This is WFMU East Orange. I'm the Hound. That's Il Bruch.
Yo.
It's all straightened out. Okay.
FMU, with you in mind.
Today's theme for Blues Hangover, guys that are actually drunk.
Like while the record's being made.
Right. They're actually drunk, and we want you to take this as kind of a inspirational Blues Hangover. And,
yeah.
And where would we start such a thing?
Where we go? I'm trying to blank. Clapton, right? Clapton? No.
Close.
Mike Bloomfield. Mr. Incontinence himself, Jimmy Reed.
Hey.
Very good. What's the next one, Jimmy?
You name him, I play.
Pants pooping son of a gun.
If you name him, I play.
Just do anything. Anything come across your mind.
Say, John, I'm missing tell treasure from your lady, but I don't wanna.
Okay, stand by.
Track 9.
Oh, John, look at you sitting in that corner. Oh, John, I can talk to your lady, but I don't wanna. Oh, John, I know they call you Big Bad John. Oh, John, John, call on the telephone. And now, John, I know your lady ain't even home. Now, oh, John, come on, ask me what's going on.
This is a hit!
Desire erupting into volcanic passion.
Wine, oh, wine.
has ever had.
Good morning, Mr. Punch Java.
Did I walk in your door?
And I didn't come in for no trouble, but
I just woke up for you.
And I was doing my 44 too long. Need my shoulder sore. And I told my father for so long that it made my shoulder sore. Well, I woke up this morning with the flu knocking on my door.
Woke all night long, 44 in my hand. And I woke all night long. My head. I was looking for my woman, found her with another man. Well, morning, Mr. Bonchaba, as I walk in your door. Well, good morning, Mr. Bonchaba, as I walk in your door. I didn't come for no trouble. I just want my forty-four. Yeah, my buddy got a 45. Don't you get in a love of mine. Yeah, my buddy got a 45. Don't you get a love of mine. I take my left hand 44. Living in the bathroom. Well, I got a new cabin number 44. Well, I got a new cabin number 44. When I wake up in the morning, blue is crawling round my dear. Walk all night long, forever in my. Well, I walk all night long, my forever in my head. I was looking for my woman, found her with another man. Well, I thought I heard. Well, I thought I heard 44 whistles blow. Well, she blow just like ain't gonna blow that whistle no more. As I walk in your door. Well, good morning, Mr. Bonchaba. As I walk in your door. I didn't come for no trouble. I just want my 44.
Staring at a circle only half an inch wide.
staring as if your life depends upon it. And it does. Because that circle is the muzzle of a gun pointed straight at your head.
Honey, I don't mean no harm. I just love to sit here and play all night long. I'll play up to 7 o'clock Sunday morning. But I got to see a man by the horse. if I don't see me by the horse gonna see me. And when I come back, we're gonna have some fun. You know, I just love to have some fun. I know, you know, if people don't know who I am, but I'm with you. I ain't gonna give myself away. But when I come back, I'm gonna be.
Meanwhile, back in the jungle.
A couple of monkeys and a lot of coconuts. All right, that's today's blues hangover of guys that are actually drunk, more likely than not. Hound Dog Taylor.
Taking away for some special lawsuits.
Yeah, Hound Dog Taylor and the House Rockers coming around the mountain when she comes. I'm sure when Stephen Foster wrote that song, that's the way he envisioned it. Boy, there's this wino on my corner. Anybody know this character hangs out on like...
The condiment guy, right?
The guy who hangs out in front of the Duma Food Market on Avenue A between 9th and 10th Street, Kareem. Yeah. He looks and sounds just like Hound Dog Taylor.
Except he doesn't have enough Kareem. Fingers. Yeah.
Butch Cage and Willie B. Thomas with 44 Blues.
I think that's Vic's Formula 44.
No doubt. Kerry McCain with Wine All Wine. Blind James Campbell, Baby Please Don't Go.
Blind Drunk James Campbell to you, folks.
And we opened up with Jimmy Reed and Oh John. What a guy.
I mean, part of Jimmy Reed's stage show was to regularly, like, urinate himself. I mean, like...
Well, there's lots of great Jimmy Reed stories. You know that tiger-striped guitar that he had? He actually passed out on stage and fell on it and broke it.
Mm.
Poor guy.
Yeah, they don't build them like that anymore.
They certainly don't. Anyway, getting back to our big stack of news.
Big old stack. Thank you, Brian Red Guy, wherever you is.
Bulgarian officials investigating umbrella murder.
You remember that one?
No.
That was so weird.
Indian aerobics. Vietnam military dogs had twice as many testicular tumors. I don't know. What do you think? Stop me when...
Oh, man, the onus of responsibility rests squarely upon your shoulders, Mr. Half.
Okay, I'll pick one out. I'll pick a good one for you.
From the proverbial
cop
hat.
Fires a dog, hits man. I hate when that happens.
Oh,
a bystander was grazed by a cop's bullet last week when a patrolman fired at a charging pit bull in Harlem.
Discretion in the field, folks. It's a cop specialty.
Barry Adams was treated at Harlem Hospital and released after the incident at 139th and Lenox Ave. He was hit in the right arm and suffered injuries. Cop fired two shots at this pit bull.
Who caught him both in his teeth and spat him at the other guy?
Yeah. Willie Adams said, they shot my son. It was a mistake. He was just standing in one place. The dog was not struck and is now in the custody of the American Society for the Prevention of Cruelty to Animals. Which is nice to know.
Justice
where the cops
done.
Can't get it. The officers were called to the scene by an anonymous tipster who said there was a man acting irrationally with a pit bull on a chain. When the officers arrived, they saw a man with a pit bull and said the man was yelling. He ran off to St. Nicholas Park with the dog and dropped a gun, later found out to be phony. The two police officers caught up with the
what
man.
What do you need a fake gun for when you get a pit bull?
I don't know. To scare the pit bull into doing what you want it to do.
Mm-hmm.
The two officers caught up with the man, but when they tried to subdue him, the pit bull lunged. The cop shot at the pit bull and missed. And that was just Barry Adams' tough luck. Watch it, folks. They don't really, you don't really have to be a good shot to be a cop in New York.
No, yeah, I know. They're trained to watch their backgrounds, but it just doesn't come up.
Yeah. You know, they don't shoot those holes in those donuts. They buy them that way. Anyway. Oh, boy. What else is going on here?
Announcements again? No, too soon.
Oh, yeah, too soon. Oh, Bob. You know, Gary Usher died.
Let's just meteorite, huh?
Hey, guy walked off with this meteorite. They're digging up a Tyrannosaurus Rex in Montana, and we better go find it.
Mm.
All right, let's play some more record. That's what we'll do.
Let's drink more coffee.
We got one by Rudy Grazel.
Which Rudy Grazel?
How many are there?
Open up the bottle. Let's have a party. Call all the girls. Hello, Miss Claudy. Why, why, why? Let's get why, why, why? Let's get why, why, why? And the duckery dolls. Everyone's invited, gonna get wah wah. Wah wah wah. Let's get wah wah wah. Let's get wah wah wah. All night long.
All night long.
Yeah! Hello, get more, man.
Man, that cat can play his charm, you know, just some.
It's on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, go on up forever. Ooh. Why, why, why? Let's get why, why, why? Let's get why, why, why? All night long. Well, now, look who's here. It's old Caledonia. She's got folks celebrating the lady of matrimony. Oh, why, why, why? Let's get why, why, why? Let's get why, why, why? All night long. Come on, piano man, get in on this noise, will you? Yeah! We'll do the Chinese mambo, the Cuban cha-cha-cha. We'll even do like to-to-to-to-to-to-to-to. Why, why, why? Let's get why, why, why? Let's get why, why, why? All night long. Well, all night long. Yeah, all night long. Well, all night long. All night long. Well, all night long. All night long. Well, now let's get wild. Yes, let's get wild. Let's get wild. Wow, wow, wow. Well, let's get wild. All night long. Well, now, come on now, chick. Let's get wild. Quit making like grandma now, please, chick. You want me to put you down?
Come on now, chick. Let's you know, yeah. Now, let's get wild. Uh-oh, now that's enough. Quit it. Ouch. Hey, you know, there's a certain line, you know, yeah. Quit it there. Woo. Get out of here, woman. Quit it.
Right now, I'd like you to be community audition number 2 from Waltham, Massachusetts. This is Ronald Robin. And there he is right there in his multicolored shirt. That's a gasser of a shirt. Ron, how old are you?
17.
Mm-hmm. Are you a Presley fan? You're going to do a Heartbreak Hotel song. That was his, that was his first hit.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Well, if you could make half the money, you could buy the station and have your own show, Ron. All right, here's community audition number 2 doing... It was Heartbreak Hotel, wasn't it?
Right.
Yeah. Here from Waltham is Ron Robbins.
Well, since my baby left, I found a new place to dwell. It's down at the end of the I get so lonely. Well, though it's always crowded, I can still find some room. We're broken hearted, love is fine. We're alone in the room. I get so lonely, baby. Well, that's quit dressed and black. They ever gonna get back. I told my mom to twice, baby, but they ever gonna get back. I get so lonely, baby. I get so lonely. Well, it's your baby leisure, and you got a tale to tell. Just tell my tale to walk down on the street. I break hotel. I get so lonely, baby. I get so lonely. And you got a tale to tell. Just take a walk down the home street. I break hotel. I get so lonely, baby. I get so lonely. I get so lonely. I get
I'm
Cheryl is, well, she has a very unusual act. There's not too many people who can play trumpet and tap dance. Do you do it at the same time, or do you pause?
No.
Huh?
No, I don't.
Well, I think it'd be kind of tough. You'd have to have a bumpy lip. How old are you, Cheryl?
15.
And what are you going to sing and play for us?
Yankee
play for us and dance, too.
Yankee Doodle Dandy.
Yankee Doodle Dandy. Why is everybody laughing at me? Just because I said something stupid? Here's community audition number 5 from Hyde Park, Massachusetts, Cheryl Augelli.
Go to school over to Peterborough.
I see. And my notes tell me that you're a vocalist now. What type of song do you do? Is it classical, jazz, pop?
Classical.
Classical. And your selection today?
Moore.
Moore. Here then, from Greenfield, New Hampshire, community audition number 1, Peter Brown.
More than the greatest love of world has known. This is the love I give to you alone. More than the simple words I try to say, I only live to love you more. waking, sleepy, laughing, weepy. Longer than a west is old.
I knew Roscoe would save you guys from that assault. Yeah, Roscoe.
Yo.
I knew you'd save the listeners from hearing the rest of more.
What were you doing?
Oh, it was just some of the community audition trash we spliced in there.
Oh, really?
It was an extremely hard-to-take version of more. How are you?
Well, pretty good. It's a fairly nice day, and today's live report is coming to you from 12th Street, where I am at Mojo's Guitars.
Oh, you're at Mojo? They get a radio in there yet?
No, we got no radio, but I just finished off a chicken salad sandwich on wheat toast with mayonnaise and lettuce, and I'm halfway through an order of rice pudding right now.
Well, all right.
Where'd you get it from?
Christine's.
How about it?
You really got to watch their mayo. Sometimes it turns.
No, well, see, on the weekend, they don't even open that front kitchen after, like, 11, so they're just back there with professionals in the back.
Yeah, there it is. Mm. The clear edges on the mayonnaise, though, it can be deadly.
You mean the woman in the babushka who comes out and dumps the home fries is in charge of the mail?
Well, they keep her back there.
Yeah, I like her.
I like her. She's, you know, got that big Slavic thick ankle deal.
Yes, yes.
Beautiful.
So, today's State of the Vibe is I just got back from a long journey to Boston and back.
There's no easy way to Boston, that's
right,
for sure.
Well, especially with Howie Mandela tying up all the traffic, you know. What is with this guy, Howie Mandela? Everybody loves him.
I don't know, but Steinbrenner saw him in that Yankees cap and tried to trade him to Oakland for some scrub pitchers.
Yeah, well, you know, that Howie Mandela.
Fortunately, he had it in his contract. He had us to okay any trade.
Yeah, no trade clause.
Boston, we did. We got there real late. We got there. The opening band was already on. We got there, and there's all these, you know, your super red-nosed Boston-type drinking fans.
Swine?
They have...
Guys, in any other city, you'd think they were cops, but in Boston, everybody looks like that.
Right. Well, they were... they have hound tapes up there that they get traded to them from somebody, you know, but so there was some... They knew enough to buy me drinks and everything.
They ordered the right drink for you?
Yeah.
Cool.
Well, I told them what I wanted on stage. Because I had driven all the way and through the gorilla lock and everything, and so the 5-hour journey was more like 7. So I decided to switch to tequila and OJ pretty early on.
Mm-hmm.
But afterwards, I went to a Greasy Spoon that I had been to before. This is in the Somerville area. You ever played there, Bruce? Johnny D's?
No.
Well,
no, we've done Cambridge and of course the Ratskeller, which I would be happy to warm my hands on the burning embers of.
Well, this place was kind of good, and near there was a booze mop Greasy Spoon.
Not Buzzy's Roast Beef.
No, this was a breakfast place.
Uh-huh.
It was so good that when I sat down at the table, there were still a couple of dishes on there. One of them had a half a piece of bacon that someone had left. And I just, like, I didn't care what anyone thought. I ate that bacon. You know? And it was good, so I got a Western omelet with 2 sides of bacon.
Oh.
You know, so
that'll stop your clock in 20 years.
I was doing good. It was good. So, let's see. Today over here on special, we've got this Ampeg transistorized amp. And just in is what year is this, Chris?
It's 1990, man. Get with it.
No, we've got a 1978 Gretsch Super Chet, which in this sort of opaque black color. Here we go. Here's our, go. It's got a built-in phase shifter for that, you know.
Sure does.
Kind of sounds like a washing machine.
Yeah. Well, it's got 2-channel operation, so you can switch right over to your, you know, from Hendrix to Buck.
Back to Hendrix?
And back to Hendrix.
attention shoppers, blue light special.
That's Mojo Guitars on 12th Street.
Are we like screwing with the charter by doing this?
Huh? No, because we're not getting paid for plugging them.
I'm not getting paid for anything.
Yeah, well, tell me about it. Either. Chris, buy you lunch at least?
No, I bought my own lunch. I can do that. I can walk around and I can buy my own lunch.
Without hurting yourself. I know, I've seen you do it before.
Let's see. I missed a couple of vibe reports.
That's true.
Well, you're making up for lost time now.
Yeah.
Well, luckily you missed last week because we weren't here.
Well, who was filling in?
Terry.
Uh-huh. Well, because people heard it and they thought it was Houndish, but they said there was a girl on there.
Right.
Nothing wrong with that.
Okay. Well, you guys... Oh, this is kind of good. It's got the... We're playing Wednesday at the Lone Star Roadhouse.
At the Roadhouse.
It's, our main summer gig.
I believe Wednesday night is ladies' night at the Roadhouse.
In town, and yes, it's come see the band and me and my Marshall. And, they've got plenty of napkins around there if you want to wad some up and stick them in your ears and get your hair blow dried.
Can you do anything about the lights in the bar section of downstairs?
No, like maybe but I would
without a BB gun?
Stop at 42nd Street and buy some of those overdone, those knockoff Wayfarers, the $4 ones.
Yeah.
The ones where you could hurt yourself trying to cross the street because you can't see out unless you look out the bottom.
Yeah, the ones that make it look like you're looking through muddy water.
Yeah, why don't we just say that right now? Everyone should bring their shades and, when you get there and everyone else has shades, it won't be a weird thing.
Yeah, right. It'll be like a secret signal,
Yeah.
And you won't get mad when you start bumping into each other.
No, or you could do like the hound who doesn't wear his glasses and then he doesn't have to talk to people.
It's true.
Yeah,
if I don't say hi to you on the street, it's not because I'm being snotty. I just don't see you.
He can't see that far. Well, I guess that kind of wraps up the whole vibe report. We got the Super Chat. We got the Ampeg transistor.
I've got them checked off on the clipboard.
We got, there is an orange here. I think that might be sold. I was thinking about you, Bruce, for this Super Chat because it's only got the two-poster bridge. It would make an excellent Bigsby conversion.
Mm-hmm.
And it's got that built-in phaser and compressor.
Oh, man, just what I need in my life, more compression. I don't know, that 330, I'm holding tight with that, even after seeing that Lloyd Cole Nimrod abusing his.
That's good. Got some motorcycles. Hey, maybe while I've got the chance here, and I've still got you, hopefully you guys aren't going to hang up on me.
No, we're still with you, but it's moment to moment.
We have a bomb coming.
Okay, I'm out on 12th Street.
Ooh, oh, nice. Jackie
Shorts walking towards me. I don't think that she wants to joke around.
Oh, come on, get it on the radio.
Come on, honey, lighten up.
No, she's gone, but, hey, Bruce, what's the old guy that's got
Eddie.
The funny store?
Eddie.
Do you want to talk to him?
No.
Okay, well, we've given it a try, and I guess this is the Sco saying aloha from 12th Street in the Mojo Guitar Shop.
Aloha right back at you, Roscoe.
Please play some offensive music so the Root Rockers can go make their lunch, and I'll hope to see you guys sooner than later.
Okay, Roscoe.
Here's hoping.
Aloha.
At the bar in the wee hours.
State of the Vibe Report. Back to more. Yeah, we won't do that to you. I think it's bomb time. Mm. We got this new one here by Miss Cordell Jackson.
So you Root Rockers, you don't have to start up with lunch for another 2 minutes and 50 seconds.
Yeah. We got this new one in the mail from Cordell. It's Cordell Jackson with George Renicki and the Mudbugs. Now, George Renicki, he's the guy in the Panther Burns with the short right.
Yeah.
Gotta look out for him.
Yeah.
And it's not on Moon Records. It's on the Sympathy label.
Sympathy for the recording industry.
A nice knockoff Big Daddy Roth logo here.
Uh-huh.
Well, another attractive. Great picture of Cordell on the front. And I don't know where you can buy it. I haven't seen it in any stores. So I just have to tape it here on the Hound Show. Here we go. We're hearing some... the end of the VOM set, we'll hear some new Roscoe material.
man, he's just your friend, baby.
You come in right after that. Ding-ling-ling.
Thank you.
Our boy in the rock world, Roscoe.
There it is, folks, with the Joe Meek treatment, courtesy of the Hound.
Yeah. That was Cocaine Eyes from that's Roscoe's new Roscoe's Gang.
Roscoe's Warner new Hodges. Gang.
Yeah, and
new Roscoe's
from
Gang.
From their new demo.
From their new but demo.
Counting backwards, brand new one from the Junior Rayman, Rat Fink, out now on the Norton label. Jonathan Knight Riders.
That family tone thing is pretty amazing.
Yeah, Jonathan Knight Riders, XL3. This is a Douglas Quintet, Baby, It Just Don't Matter, and Cordell Jackson, Rockin' Rollin' Eyes.
George Renicki.
Right there, we have my three of my favorite guitar players that are still working, Cordell Jackson, Doug Somm, and Roscoe. we should have Quine and Donnie Thompson in there, and we could have had Neil Young. We could have had the only good modern guitar players.
Yeah. So, probably the guy in the DC Hummingbirds. He's still around.
Before the Vibe Report, we heard Tommy Jim Beam in his 4/5 with Golden Boy, Bobby Marchand, Bunny Hug, and Rudy Grayzel with Let's Get Wild.
We won't talk about that other stuff.
Okay, we got some tickets for the Strip tonight, the Devil Dogs, and 1313 Mockingbird Lane.
Have we ever heard of 1313 Mockingbird Lane?
No. Have you?
No.
Gary says they're from someplace else, and they sound like the Cynics. That's all I know.
What does that mean?
I don't know. I don't know.
What does the Cynics sound like?
I didn't put these shows on. Anyway, the Strip, it's on 14th Street,
Lori's
7th
here.
Avenue. What's Lori wearing?
What I would describe as a royal blue tube top.
Ooh, there you go.
Happening armadillo
belt.
That's
kind of the 70s revival look going. The tube top, haven't seen one of those in a long time.
Well, she's just the girl to do it, folks.
Nice belt.
Gave it away.
I know. Well, that's the only reason why they listen. Find out what you're wearing. Anyway, so I guess what we're going to do, we'll just give away these tickets right now. Here's the question. Why should we give you the tickets?
Yeah, rather than like somebody else.
201-678-7743. And you got to really make sure you want to go. Otherwise, you're going to be wasting our time. Just
think about what you're doing here, folks.
Yeah, you want them? Just call right now. We'll take you on the air. 678-7743.
Ixnay on the dirty words and all that other stuff.
Yeah, right. Don't say. We do have the phone hooked up to the 10,000-volt shocker.
Mm-hmm.
So if you say something dirty, we will fry you in your seat. Of course, nobody wants to go see the Devil Dogs.
Can't say I blame them.
We'll give it 30 seconds, and then we go to Hillbilly Hangover. All right, let's take this one on the air. Why
FMU, you're on the air.
Yeah, why should you get the tickets?
I don't want those lousy tickets. Give me some other tickets. You kidding me? I don't want to see the Devil Dogs.
Who is this, Steve Bass?
No. Drummer from Crack Sex.
The drummer from who?
Crack Sex. We're playing Tuesday night at Cave Condom.
Who is it?
Den's favorite bar. The drummer from something.
Crack.
Crack Sex?
Yeah, we're playing Tuesday night at Cave Condom.
Well.
Can you put Den on your guest list, please?
Den, sure.
Just put Den. Then know him. Thanks.
Trigger.
I think Den had some kind of amazing experience in that place once.
Yeah, no, the 70s sex thing still is happening in there.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, thanks, pal.
One more try if anybody wants those tickets. This is the Devil Dogs at the Strip, 678-7743. And we got Hillbilly in Space Hangover. That's a good one, right?
Something to look forward to, folks.
Yeah. That's almost 30 seconds. Let's just forget about the tickets. I don't care. What do we got?
I care a little.
You do?
Yeah, I mean, it would, you know?
Why?
It's free. I mean, it's $5. I don't know.
It's free. All you got to do is call up and tell us why you should get the tickets. But then again, you know, it's not like we're giving away something good.
Oh, come on.
Look at the bright side. I did see the Devil Dogs there once. I don't remember anything about it, but I do remember Jeremy Tepper driving up on the sidewalk with me in the car.
That was great.
It was terrifying.
Yeah.
Maybe you'll see Jer try to wipe out an entire rock movement. Can we say congratulations to Jenna for her? Is she engaged?
I talked to her after work on Thursday. I couldn't really get a...
Is that still in the rumor stage?
She's engaged to some guy, some guitar dude. Mm-hmm. I forget his name. I met him once. I was drunk and rude. Sorry, bud.
Okay, nobody wants to see the Devil Dogs. Well, hope you guys didn't spend your guarantee. Let's do Hillbilly in Space. Kick it off with Hank Snow. 2, 3. Mr. Snow, you're on.
Hank?
Wake up.
30 seconds, Hank.
Oh, no, that's the Scos tape. Mm-hmm. I put this...
Well, no wonder nobody wants to call up. They're afraid they're going to completely ruin you.
Ruin what? They're afraid of you, Bruce.
afraid you're gonna abuse him.
Somewhere out in the world there is a gal for me. I'd like to find and make you mine. How happy we would be. We wouldn't need a moonlight night to sit outdoors and spoon. Cause I would buy a rocket ship and take you to the moon. We would have our honeymoon on the rocket ship. We would fly from star to star on our wedding trip. You can make your wedding gown out of a big moonbeam. Sprinkle stardust in your hair, you'd be a perfect dream. Sit on top of the universe with no one else around. I'd reach right up and pick the stars and make you a pretty crown. I'd place it on your little head and kiss your smiling lips as we glided out through space upon the rocket ship. We would have our honeymoon on a rocket ship. We would fly from star to star on our wedding trip. Make your wedding gown out of a big moonbeam. Sprinkle stardust in your hair, you'd be a perfect dream. Then we'd go strolling arm in arm along the Milky Way. Every planet on our wedding day. We would laugh and love, sweetheart, and you could be my wife. We would find the land of love out there in paradise. On the rocket ship, we would fly from star to star on our wedding trip. I'd take my old guitar along and we could softly croon on our journey through the sky and headed for the moon.
The Good.
Thank you.
just look a while.
I wonder why everyone wants to see you so bad.
Why he don't even smile.
Up here beeping and chasing around, I don't see what could be found. And believe me, I'd rather be down there looking up than stuck up here looking down. Well, I showed the world from side to side. In my power to do, I played my cards and I played them all. The rest is up to you. There's a saying that's been going on. So let this be a token. United we stand, divided we fall. The words were first spoken. Well, it's about time to be gliding along. So until I get back around on this side of the world again, this here's old Sputnik signing off.
Here's one we'd like to do for old Roy and his good wife, Rosalie, over at Roy's Radio Repair. Remember Roy's motto, if it's working, don't bring it to Roy. All right. This here's one I got a lot of requests for, but we'll do it anyway. Okay.
9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Full of pins, sector right, it out again. I'm a countdown man, got a countdown pin. Gotta send my rockets, put it on the moon. I fire up my rocket machine. This my baby can refuse. When I hold her near, close in my arms, I do a kissing countdown with her loving arms. Shooting at the stars, fly crazy, rocking with these rocket cars. I need to count down, pull a pin, sector, rock it out again. I'm a countdown man, got a countdown pin. Gotta send my rocket, put it on the moon.
See if you can give him a hand back there. I wish they wouldn't do that. I don't know. I asked them to be on their best behavior.
Meanwhile, back in the States.
Right, there's the hound, and that's Hillbillies in Space with Jimmy Bryant in the Stratosphere Boogie.
Stratosphere Boogie, if you prefer.
Tracy Graham's in Countdown, Bill Thomas, The Sputnik Story, Speedy West with Spaceman in Orbit. We open up with Hank Snow, Honeymoon on a Rocket Ship. Anyway, I got a call. Anybody having problems picking us up? It seems to be getting interference from NYE, and evidently they have their hound imitator now, like right in the same slot, like right against me.
What do you mean hound imitator?
I've heard the guy. He does, you know,
Howard Stern imitator with good records?
No.
I'm just kidding.
You're walking home. Anyway, no, I don't know. I mean, just like, it's kind of sleazy to move this guy who's like trying to do the same show as me right in the same slot, and we're right next to each other in the DOS. If you have any problems with that, you should write that in your letter of support for FMU, especially if you haven't gotten your letter in, because these technical difficulties should be part of the letter. Just to let the FCC know where everybody stands. Me, I'm just going to grab a baseball bat and take care of my own business.
Wait till Yankee Bat Day.
Yeah.
Send in a 14-year-old and get one for free.
Here's one from West Hartford, Connecticut. An urban duck and her offspring were trying to cross a busy road when six babies dropped through a grating into a storm drain. But a quick-thinking New Yorker called for help, and the frantic mother duck and her wayward children were reunited a short time later.
That's kind of heartwarming.
That's very nice. Yeah, it's this hysterical woman called. And so, you know, and these cops came, and they got an animal control officer, and they got the ducks out of the drain, and they actually braved, it says here, inches of slimy water to rescue the ducklings.
Whole inches? I wonder if they would have responded as quickly if it had been like a mother snapping turtle and her kids.
No, no, no. How about you hear this guy, psycho son keeps dead mom in chair 8 months. This is actually from a real newspaper. Yeah. This is in Cheektowaga. I guess this is, it's a suburb of Buffalo in New York. This guy,
sound like West Africa.
God, all these people have unpronounceable names. Anyway, the guy's name is Louis Kowalinski. And, his mom died like 9 months ago. He just kept her, she was 77, he just denied she was dead. He kept her propped up in a chair and let her rot in the house. Saves you burial costs. It doesn't smell so good.
And she doesn't talk back anymore.
Yeah. Hey, anybody want to go see the Devil Dogs? 678-7743.
We're going to put you on the air. You're going to explain why it is you want to go.
Right.
You got the tickets.
Let's go through the announcements one more time. We got the Dell Lords featuring Roscoe over at the Lone Star Roadhouse in Manhattan next Wednesday. Tonight, the Pussy Willows and Shack Wacky at Maxwell's in Hoboken. Arlene Smith and the Chantels at Biazzi's Ballroom in Bloomfield, New Jersey. That's next Saturday night. And, let's see. What else is there to announce?
And our boy Quine with
Lloyd Quine Orchestra. Quine, a great guitar player in a bad band over at Town Hall tomorrow night.
There it is.
8 o'clock. Tickets are like $20 or something.
Yeah, so we'll see you all over.
But Quine hasn't actually played live in New York in about 7 years.
I think the last time was the last time that with Lou Reed.
Lou Reed at the Bottom Line. That was his last New York appearance. So, let's just do this thing, right? We got this new Hazel Atkins, not yet released. Well, the single is out. We've been playing that one. Sally Wally Woody Weedy Waddy. That's in the stores. Mm-hmm. It's got a beautiful picture sleeve.
Be sure to ask for it by name, folks.
Yes, I'll give you the wait. Where is it?
It's over there somewhere.
Sally, Wally, Woody, Waddy, Weedy, Wally. But that's not what I'm going to play now. I'm going to play something that you won't be able to buy for at least a month or so.
Uh-huh.
Well, I don't know. When's it? You know when it's coming out? Peanut Butter Rock and Roll? You know, any week now. Here's a good one. This is some vintage Hazel Atkins. Never played on the radio before as far as I know. Yeah.
Staring at a circle only half an inch wide. Staring as if your life depends upon it. And it does. Because that circle is the muzzle of a gun pointed straight at your head.
Brown Hispanic people.
Watch out. This is Horace of Times Square. You gotta listen to the sound of the hound.
I'm crying, baby, I'm crying. My heart is full of pain. Tears are rolling down, just like the falling rain. Crying, baby, I'm crying. You left so suddenly. Won't you please forgive me? Put my heart at ease. Crying, baby, I'm crying. Like I never cried before. Just can't take no more. Won't you come back to me? I beg on bended knee. Won't you please forgive me? Put my crying, baby, I'm crying like I never cried before. Just can't take no more.
Girls, this motherfucker's got rhythm.
Well, down the corner on the street, everybody goes to a lot of boogies. Rockin' on the top, poppin' the blues. I hear they light it. Come on, baby, that's it. Rockin' on the door, the corner, can't be going wild. When I start doing that dance,
I had a request, but the mic won't fit, so I like to do something else.
Show me that you love me. You put no one above me. That, my dear, I love to see. You know I'm crazy about you, baby, but I think you're guiding me. Could it be true?
Could it be true? Could you love me? Could it be true?
while back in the jungle.
Well, gee, Monella. That was Huey and Jerry. Oh, I think you're jiving me. Carl Mann gonna rock and roll tonight. Stick Herman crying. Chan Romero, My Little Ruby. Little Hudson doing an ad for a clothing store, No Money Down. And Hazel Atkins from the upcoming Peanut Butter Rock and Roll LP.
Also known as Hazel Sings for Kids and Grown-Ups Too.
Come on along. I wonder how Chris T's doing out there in the Mermaid Parade. I think he's leading the procession.
Is that right? Is he the king this
year? He's the
king,
queen mermaid, yeah.
Is he?
I believe he is, yeah. Chris T. Somebody told me that. Oh, boy.
WFMU's own Chris T. Folks.
Right. What else is going on here?
I don't know. I'm just a space cadet. You're the commander.
Well, you know, summer is here. You know how we know that is true. I did see the first sign of summer on the Lower East Side.
Which was what?
Rocket's Red Glare with his little dimpled knees showing through those Bermuda
shorts.
What a sight.
Uh-huh. It just makes you want to retch.
It's like
Swallows coming back to Capistrano or whatever.
Swallows coming back to roll around in linguine kind of thing, yeah.
Yeah, boy, Rockets. Nice teeth, man. He looks great.
He's got new teeth. They look great.
Rockets,
yeah.
You look terrific, man.
Cool. Oh, boy. So, what are we going to do? What do you want to eat?
I don't know. What
do
you
want to
eat?
Thinking about it? I wouldn't mind doing it.
I've been thinking about it all morning.
And I can go for the rice and beans. The levy.
Yeah,
Sal, you out there, babe? What do you think? The lead one?
Where you at?
Anybody else going to meet us for dinner? You know her?
I don't know. Man, I think Danny's out in Brooklyn for the duration.
Yeah.
What about Dan? Dan eats at home.
I was heavily into the soft shell crabs, but now Sal's been making them, you know.
Oh, yeah. You got to get the little really ones that way. They're not all mealy inside.
She actually got them down fast.
You know what's supposed to be good? I've never actually tried is grilling them. I mean, like actually on a barbecue. And as long as you keep painting them with garlic and olive oil, they'll stay moist and it's not a problem. They don't spill their little guts.
I think so. Yeah. Hey, 4th of July, folks, the Rivington School 4th of July picnic, the world famous Blue Jays, 100-pound hog. It's like $10. It's really good food. And the scenic sculpture garden, where one happy Muslim lit himself aflame last week, I understand.
Yeah,
I missed that.
Actually,
I'm not sorry. I was having more fun where I was, but...
There you go. Yeah, and unless anybody else can propose a barbecue alternative, I guess that's where we'll be spending the 4th of July.
Yeah.
We're open to the city as usual.
We're open for parties.
Yeah, especially if they're like below 14th Street in Manhattan, that would be really cool.
Especially if they're near a beach somewhere, we can probably talk Andy taking our caddy out there.
Mm-hmm.
We'll bring some beer. Okay, when in doubt, you know, we can just play some more records, and we got Benny Joy.
Ah, a Benny Joyful noise, folks.
Yeah, Crash at the Party.
All right, Big John Taylor rule.
Coming around with a crash of party. Crash of party. Crash of party. And you better let us in. Well, open the door. It's so cold outside. 10 below. Please don't run and hide. Tell me, baby, cause we want to make a romance. We're gonna crash this party. Crash this party. Crash this party. And you better let us in. Let's go, boy. Yeah. Thank you.
dance while your mad daddy's hum-jumping. Lots of mellow jello for you out there. Flippin' and whippin' and dippin' and whippin' and flat-lippin' and movin' and groovin'. What are we provin'? Because remember, we can thump and jump and bop and blast, but without those cards and letters, the show won't last. The mail's been falling off. Recently on our Miss Mellow Muffin contest, what's the matter out there? Don't you like your best girl? All right, Cats, you whip out that ink stabber and pen your daddy a line. That'll be a fine. In 100 words or less, you tell us why your girlfriend should be Miss Mellow Muffin this week, Friday night. That's right, we announce another winner. A big free chicken dinner at the downtown Tasty Shop in Cleveland at 1612 Euclid. Tickets to the show and lots more. And Mad Daddy, you get in on the contest. No reason why you can't be the big winner out there for the free Mad Daddy dinner. Yeah, we ain't misbehaving. We're just groovy graving. We got a tender sender we're going to send out that we've been saving.
Hell! She's so tall. That's why I love her, love her. I met a pretty girl, she's walking down the street. The kind of girlie that I'd like to be. She had salt hair, she's young and fine. Tell me, darling, will you be mine? I know I love you, darling. I'll never let you go. I really love you, darling. So baby, let me hug you. I really love you, darling. And I'll never, never, never let you go. Go. Call it love, baby. Yes, sir. I know I love you, darling. I really love you, too. I really love you, baby. So, baby, let me hug you. I really love you, darling. And I'll never let you go. Go, because she's so tall. That's why I love you.
Eagle here in Ubla D, and you know, it really seems funny to me that in this modern age, some people still persist in shaving with old-fashioned straight razors. Yeah! Ooh, that do smart. Well, hey, little stinkers, if you're starting to shave, try the Mad Daddy method, because I'm sure you'll rave about the peachy shave you get when you prune your peach fuzz with an adjustable Gillette. Because whether your shrubbery is thick or thin, you get the blade exposure and angle set that's tailored for your skin. Yeah, shaving comforts yours in spades with cool Gillette leather and Gillette blue blades. Now, you listen close, because this ain't no jive. By Gillette Adjustable, it's $1.95. But when it comes to razors, this is the greatest. You take it from your daddy, it's the latest. Try Gillette Adjustable, I'm sure you'll rave about the cool, clean, comfortable Mad Daddy shave.
There you have a little lamb. A lamb was white as snow. If you want my loving, baby, you better follow me where I go. Tag along, tag along. Old Pete lost his sheep and don't know where to find them. If you want my hugs and kisses, babe, you better follow right behind me. Tag along, tag along. Oh, tag along. You want my loving, baby, just tag along. Well, it's your turn to take. Always be right. You can lie, cheat, steal if you want, but you must love me day and night. Tag along, tag along. Oh,
his crown, cause he's fooled with the neighbor's daughter. Tag along, tag along. Oh, tag along.
If you want my love, baby, just tag along. But I need your love, baby. Always treat you right. You can lie, cheat, steal if you wanna, but you must love me day and night. Tag along, tag along.
Jubba jubba jing jing, on we go. This is Mad Daddy Giggle on my final show. But don't tune out, because we're not through yet. We haven't done my alphabet. And here we go, let's scare them to death. From A to Z, all in one big breath. Aviating, bobulating, crassivating, dancivating, elevating, fanigating, groovigating, hooperating, idolating, giggolating, Kool-Aid-a-pating, lollipop-a-rating, motating, noise-making, hoopla-dootivating, pooper-quaking, raking, shaking, taking, ululating, vegulating, wiggulating, x-rating, yo-yo-gating, and zoomerating. Still got breath to say, you're tuned in here on WHKAAAA.
Bermuda, Bermuda, Bermuda shorts.
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 Hey, baby, hey,
big damn shorts.
I'm from the United States of America. We are Bermudians. What's up, man? I've got the funny feeling. I look and see all the girls.
Baby, baby,
hey, 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 hey,
just like me. They all went down to the nearest store, and they all have mirrors, and they came out the door.
I said, baby, hey, here's them shots.
Boom, boom, boom.
Suffering from MB, moldy basement? Listen to me. Don't lose tools and valuable bubble clothes to rust and corrosion. The answer, of course, is an RCA Whirlpool electric dehumidifier. The world's only complete humidifier. Just plug it in with no pans to empty, no more moisture worries of any kind, because the RCA Whirlpool electric dehumidifier turns itself on. Take the moisture out of the air, automatically empties the water into your drain, regardless of where the dehumidifier is placed, and then tears itself off. The RCA Whirlpool Electric Dehumidifier removes 26 pints of water in 24 hours and is guaranteed to outperform any other on the market or your money back. A dehumidifier is a must on a day like this, but just a dehumidifier alone is not enough. The RCA Whirlpool is the only completely automatic electric dehumidifier from America's most complete family of home appliances. RCA Whirlpool electric dehumidifiers start at $88.
Trouble, Jim, I'll take your place. I got a snake eye, mama, got a shimmy and a shake all the time. Oh, got a snake eye, mama, got a shimmy and a shake all the time. Time, 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 time. Well, I don't know, but everybody says she might. Well, took her to a light, he said, come on, Jim, she's in good shape for the shake. She's got a snake eye, mama, got a shimmy and a shake all the time. Coochie, coochie, dance a go-go. Got a snake eye, mama, got a shimmy and a shake. Take off your gloves and play.
Meanwhile, wow. Back in the States.
Right, this is the Hound at WFMU East Orange. That was Don Cole, Snake Eyed Mama. These guys who produce Jerry Lewis albums, why don't they dig out some of these songs? That'd be a perfect one for the Killer to record, right?
Yeah.
The Delroys with Bermuda Shorts, Rocket Morgan with Tag Along, the Cufflinks and So Tough. Benny Joy crashed the party. When did the Dell Vikings croak yesterday?
Which one? Dell?
I forgot which one. Huh. Somebody called it in from Long Branch, said they're getting all kinds of interference from some classical music down there.
Hmm.
What a drag. Anyway.
That must be rough.
Got a whole pile of these in the mail. The new City Lights music printout. This is really hysterical.
City Lights Music, 139 Eastern Avenue.
Good thing, yeah. That says that right there. And it's a guitar store.
Way back.
But they got all kinds of weird trash besides guitar and guitar parts. Really, some of the stuff in this catalog, human skull, approximately 300 years old, American Indian, found in exposed cultivated farmland in southern Alabama, complete lower jaw, $295.
A bargain, folks.
It's the hell out of an inflatable love doll, right?
Mm-hmm.
So you got opium pipe here, clergy on call dashboard sign. Can we get one of those for the caddy?
Yeah, no problem.
Nope.
It's done. Skip, send me one.
Human bone instrument, 2-string instrument made from adult lower leg bone and tibia. Best played with heavy glass slide, maybe electrified, $75. Mojo bags, red flannel, traditional, conservative, with instructions, $2. Mojo bag, black leather, luxurious, dignified, with instructions, $3. Gee, such a hard choice.
Get with it, folks.
Sarcophagus, Egyptian, 12th dynasty replica, 5'10" tall, golden black, will fit precision base. Imposing hand-carved work by suburban artist Strang Rodzenthal. May not ship UPS, $275. What a guy.
The headcase, base case.
Yeah, and they got all kinds of, stupid stuff for your guitar. You wanted, a Duncan Telecaster pick guard there?
No, thank you. I've already got plenty of stupid stuff for my guitar.
I got a Memphis Mini Model National Archtop, $650.
A steal.
For your girlfriend.
Uh-huh. If your girlfriend's Memphis Mini.
Yeah, they got, well, they got books in here. They got all kinds of crap
books,
in this catalog.
You betcha.
Yeah.
City Lights Music, folks, 139 Eastern Avenue, New Brunswick, New Jersey.
This is an unpaid plug. We just like the guy.
Yeah, it's good stuff.
Reptile Products, Alligator Hand Keychain, impressive, $12. Rattlesnake Heads, large stuffed heads with big mean fangs, can be used on clothing. Wow.
Yeah, good thing to pick the lint out of your pockets with.
Yeah. Well, 10 minutes to blast off. We got a few more records.
Cool. I'm hungry, man.
I got one on each turntable. We got a request, and we got one that I like.
Well, can we play them simultaneously?
Well, it's not going to sound too good, though. I think the cookie and the cupcakes came out louder.
Yeah. Take it away, cookie.
You slide this time, yeah? You're greasy enough.
Oh, incidentally, our sponsor's a Jew, Mr. Goldie. Mr. Goldie has put out a great thing, the King Kong hair straightener. A lot of you cats, you know, have the frightening wigs. So this puts it down, man. I mean, oh, so much. That's how you get the white chicks. Well, I...
Meanwhile, back in the jungle.
Well, Brooch, I've missed that sound so much.
We got through it.
Yeah, we did, by golly.
That was the Medallions in a Rocket Ship, counting backwards. Pete and Jimmy, So Wild, Cookie and the Cupcakes by request. I'm Twisted.
So there you have it.
Lori S. is up next.
You betcha.
We'll be back next week.
Hi, Cindy. Remember, folks, what's your sign?
WFMU, East Orange.
Gonna spray.